This is a production of Cornell University.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Wednesday, February 20th, meeting of the Employees Assembly. It is 12:30 p.m. Thank you all for coming out in the snow to be here today. Are there any late additions to the agenda? No. Okay. Then, moving along, if we could take a quick look at the minutes from our last meeting. And are there any additions, changes, comments? No, I see heads shaking. So I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes as they are.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great, thank you. All right, moving right along to business of the day. I've let our two new EA members, Joe Rogan and Pilar Thompson, know that they have joined our membership. And Pilar was able to join us today, so I just wanted to introduce her. And
welcome.
Do you want to say a couple things about yourself?
Sure. I'm Pilar. I work over at the Animal Hospital. I run the visitor program. That's for students as well as faculty, veterinarians. Also run the volunteer program. Now in March will be 3 years that I've been here in Ithaca. And 2.5 years at Cornell. I came from Venice, Italy. My husband works for Cornell as well, and he's British. We have 3 kids and quite eager to be involved in the Cornell community.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us. Okay, let's see. So moving on to a report from the chair on the open forum. So we've had two of them now.
How many did we have?
Two of them now. Our second one was up at the Vet College, and it was very well attended. We had about 30 people there. So we shared with them a little bit about kind of what the committees have been working on, a lot of great questions, a couple things to take back to the committees, like where do, shift workers fit in, where do folks who are essential at certain periods of time, like dining, grounds, et cetera, how do they fit into some of these programs? How do research assistants or very technical positions fit into some of the programs that we're talking about? So we'll have to go back and do a little bit of work on them, but so far the reception has been really positive. So I think that's great. Our next one is tomorrow in G10 Biotech. So I'm hopeful folks can join us there.
Who's going to be there?
I know Leslie's going to be there.
Awesome.
And Jeannie.
Oh, please do come if you can.
And then we've added another one on the 26th up at Mann. We were going to do one at EHA, but we thought another central campus-ish location would be better suited to get folks there. We also presented to the Leadership Strategy Group, which is a group of managers, leaders across campus, and they had some great comments and feedback on that as well. So that was a positive response. One of the big things that came up in that group, and it's something that we should think about and maybe bring Tommy Bruce into the conversation, is communication across campus. That came up in a lot of ways. Like if you're not on the paw print flash, you may not be getting notifications on like the open forums unless you subscribe to that or you happen to read it in the paw print. There is things go out to the deans, directors, department heads list, but that doesn't necessarily get to everyone. The only thing that really gets to everyone is crime alerts and then some very specialized things, but there's been a lot of feedback about all of the various lists out there and how do you know what to sign up for and what's the appropriate one. And so I think those are some conversations that we'll need to have as we move forward. But that was kind of one of the areas of concern. The other thing that I can talk about besides the open forums is I did have an opportunity to talk to Betsy Schreier a little bit more about Workday and the photo issue that had come up. And she explained a little bit more to me about where they are in that. The photos will be part of an intranet that is only open to employees at the university. So if I'm an external person and I want to look for Linda Kroll Howell, I can go to the university's search tool and find her, and I'll be able to find her office number and her email address and that, but I will not be able to see her photo or anything like that. Internally, if you are a member of the campus community staff, you will be able to look at and find people's photos in that program. Right now, they are looking at a couple of different photo options. Right now, the photo on record for the university is the registrar's photo that you all have on your ID. They are thinking about the fact that some of those photos may be older, some of them may not be the photo that you love. So they are looking at a couple of options, one of them potentially being offering employees an opportunity to come and have a new photo taken. They are also looking at the possibility of allowing you to upload your own photo of your choice into that, as long as they meet certain parameters. Like, it has to be you, it can't be your dog. It can't be a baby photo of you, it has to be a current photo, appropriately clothed, et cetera. So those are some of the things that they're looking at. Right now, as the system comes live, it will be the photo that's on your photo on your campus ID. They said that they could come out and do a demo for us, but they are really busy right now trying to meet the March 1st deadline for getting it up and running. Is it March? March 21st. Okay. So they're really tied up with that at the moment, but they can come and show that to us. So that's kind of the update. I don't know if that helps folks or doesn't. Yes, no, maybe so.
I think the issue is just more of an awareness, I think. Mm-hmm. Thank you for doing that. And I think the issue wasn't, again, I think I personally didn't have an issue with it. I just think that there's a lot of people on the campus this large that have a spectrum of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And you might have more pushback than you realize.
Right.
Not you, but that administration mm-hmm. may or may not realize that,
right.
That, you know, I don't know. Photo ID is university property where employees of the university studying is probably all fine, but look it up to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unwanted pictures posted on the internet.
Sorry?
We just look it up for them with unwanted pictures posted on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts or comments, concerns? No? Okay. So then moving along to old business. So we have the resolution that was put together by Greg last time and updated and modified. So I don't know if everybody's had a chance to look at that and want to open it up for comments, thoughts.
If I may add, the only changes that were made was that we added
second to last whereas it says perceived as not instead of as not in many cases. And then in the first, it therefore resolves that.
Mm-hmm.
Communications plan was added after persons responsible and before target.
And communications is spelled wrong.
Oh.
As I'm reading that. Communications.
Oh. There you go.
Communications. The communication plan. Commutation.
Well, we got Scorton. So. Right.
Can we also in that word that is like tangible success metrics?
Where in
including persons responsible, communication plan, tangible success metrics, completion date. Because if you just put, I'm going to make people 90% happier, without how you're going to measure it, so you can track the progress on it, I think there needs to be tangible success metrics.
That's a really good suggestion.
Okay. Any other?
I had a couple other little wording suggestions too. They're really minor. Really well done, by the way. Thank you.
Can I open it up, please?
Yeah. I don't know if you want to hear.
Yes, please.
Second, on the last, we get further resolved. I just wrote progress on the action items, not just that deep action item.
So be it further resolved that progress on these?
Uh-huh. On these action items be factored into yearly performance appraisal.
Be factored into?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think we would have to read those changes out loud if you want to go ahead and vote.
I'm going to just work them real quick, and then I'll. Sorry.
That's all right.
Okay, so. Essentially, the changes that were made is in the first whereas, it would read February 16, 2011, comma, take out 16th at a comma after 2011. In the fourth whereas, identify four university, and then in between university and Y, put a dash. In the following whereas clause, at the end of the paragraph, a survey, there needs to be a period. You see in the second to last whereas, should also be university and wide. And then initiative level, and then remove the but and replace it with and. In the last whereas, follow up and follow through should be hyphenated. And then it says, in the first, be it therefore resolved, and other areas identified by their respective individual colleges, departments, units, communications, the correction of that spelling.
Okay, wait, so other areas identified by
their respective, insert their respective.
And take out individual?
Mm-hmm. No, leave individual.
Okay.
Correct plan communication plan after plan insert tangible success metrics. In the last, be it therefore resolved that insert progress on in the first part of that sentence, remove incorporated and replace that with factored.
That's all? All right. Now, Greg, I know you said that originally if anybody else wanted to sign on to this with you, do we want to call for anybody who wants to add on to that now before we vote? Or I'm willing to put my name on it with you. Count me in.
I would, too, but I don't want to take the...
Yeah, I think, I mean, if people want to, great. If not, your vote is really all that there's a support.
I do support it. I don't
know if they're going to
be there.
It's all you,
buddy. Well, I also don't want to.
You're going to turn my door.
I'm saving mine for another resolution.
Yeah, we'll be good.
Okay. Perfect. So we got a couple names there.
Great.
Okay. Any questions?
So I would like to take a vote on all in favor of the resolution regarding the 2011 staff engagement survey with the changes mentioned by Greg. All in favor? So let's see, so we've got everyone, so that's 11 of us. And then no one abstained and no one said no because they're not here. Great, thank you. The motion passes. 12, Amy. Or 12 here.
I'll make those changes this afternoon.
Send it along to me and I'll send it along. Excellent. Thank you. Great work, Greg. Okay. So moving on to the budget, Bob.
This is a snapshot of the budget.
Did everybody get a copy?
From the baseline numbers you see we're pretty much on target. We're a couple months into the second half of our fiscal year. So we're pretty much on mark. The big difference in spending versus what we budgeted was the increased price of food for the address. You know, sandwiches went up from about 3 to a little over 4, I believe, and that discrepancy in cost. You see the EA Statler Luncheon, that was one of our EA meetings, one of our regular scheduled meetings, so that charge usually falls onto a different sub-object.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like we never budget anything to eat at Statler because that's not something we do in our normal course of the year. So that really reflects something that's in a different sub-object code.
Correct.
As you start looking towards planning our budget for the next fiscal year, I would recommend maybe reallocating some of the funds that we have in the elections budget. Not so much from our advertising standpoint, but as the resources that we provide people who are running. You know, this may change in the future, but from what I've seen in the short time here is we're getting enough people to fill the seats, maybe a couple more, and allowing for 300 plus copies of a poster for each candidate. In my opinion, it's a little bit frivolous, but not something we should budget for directly. Outside of that, everything seems to be in line. We can adjust for food prices rising again next year in that administrative sub-object under supplies, under miscellaneous, as well as for those address. You see that 1550 under staff awards and recognition.
Mm-hmm.
That's for George Peter. I just don't think we've done one in this.
Oh, the 1550 I think is for the kudos.
Oh, for the kudos.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say, we don't spend that much on George Peter. Yeah.
There's some for George Peter in the same.
But yeah, the bulk of that goes towards the kudos lunch. The George Peter is smaller.
Okay, so it comes out of that same pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's really it.
If
anyone has any questions or anything hitting, it really everything's pulled from the sub-object code when the receipt or reimbursement is submitted.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put in, it's the miscellaneous administrative and not the general supplies administrative. It just hits somewhere
mm-hmm.
else. But as far as the base numbers, we're coming in almost exactly where we budgeted.
So, Ari, I just a question for myself because it looks like, you know, we've got a lot of little chunks here, you know, $100, $200 for, like, communications, executive, internal operations, elections. Can we... Should we be keeping those broken out, or would it be beneficial to lump them so that we can actually just have it as a general miscellaneous?
You were just describing the subobjects.
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty standardized across assembly, so I wouldn't tinker with them.
Okay.
Sorry,
but right, but we could essentially budget nothing in those and move that money, say, just into the administrative line.
They correspond to committees.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that the communications committee should have a discretionary budget.
Mm-hmm.
So if the communications committee shouldn't have a discretionary budget, then I would say $0. But if it should have $200, they can spend it discretionary.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering for like a lot of these, like I know like the executive committee, we don't ever end up using ours for the executive committee. I don't think we have in a couple of years. So, you know, is it better served to move it into a place that we would more easily be able to use it for something? Or can we move, you know, if executive committee decides at the end of the year when the kudos event comes up and we have $1,500 and we need $2,000, can we move those lines into that?
I guess yes, you can reallocate them however you want.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just curious so that we can be a little more flexible with what we may or may not need to do, just because I know a lot of these bigger things that we do
as we said, the costs keep rising every year. And if we need to find ways to work that within our existing budget, it would be good to know that we can move them around.
Do we know sort of graph what the total budget's been like for the last 10 years worth? Like, I have no reference in the context of what this amount means from 5 years ago. And are we appropriately asking for enough increases? I love that you're forecasting for food, but as we think about a committee as how we want to really grow our awareness and presence and what we stand for, should we double the budget? Should we add another 50% of the budget and have some summarization bullet points on why, not just accept the standard COLA?
So the only budget I pulled was from last year because of the changeover. I couldn't access any further back the KFS switch. Where our budget numbers are coming in this year is lower than we did last year, I believe, or about the same, so we have a larger budget for it. So it would be a matter of really seeing what projects we want to do, what projects we want to grow, what kind of awareness we want to increase for us to...
Sponsorship, funding, all that.
Exactly. And if we're going to do the engagement survey, again, as we mentioned last week, that's something we have to budget, not this year, next year, but the year after that, based on the cycle.
You mean the big the university-wide one? So we didn't pay for that. The survey that we paid for was an EA survey on what people know about the EA. Basically, that was ours. But the big one we didn't pay for.
I don't think we've ever spent the whole budget that were allocated, and every year we get some funds back.
Have we ever been in a situation where we had an idea and said, you know what, darn it, we just don't have the funding in our budget this year? So I just want to make sure
I don't think
the milestones between now and July 1 for the people of this assembly to think about.
Yeah, I can certainly say that over the past, when we've had things come up that we haven't had all of the funding for, we've gone to Mary and she has augmented our funding.
Okay.
For example, like the open forums, before we went into that, I said, you know, I don't know if we can support that if everyone's going to charge us for space. Would you provide additional support? And she said, yes. So... she's helped us with sandwiches for the president's address in the past when we haven't had enough budget.
There was only one year when the EA went over budget, and that was the year they had
the energy fair.
Fair. Maybe 4 years ago.
No, way more than
that. It was around
that.
Then, but there was an energy fair that the EA sponsored at Barton Hall, and it went over budget.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, the EA does get that kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Am I
merely
going to be representing the campus employees?
We will be, yes.
So maybe that's a budget issue.
Right.
Especially if there's one, you know, representative down there and, you know, to have a meeting.
Yeah, I guess one of the questions would be if we, and this brings up the Geneva issue and the ability for folks to get down here for meetings, if we wanted to start having, consistent, like, WebEx meetings. For the person who's down in Technion and for the person who's in Geneva, would there be a cost associated with that in this room? Do you know, Amy?
WebEx is free for use for employees. It would be a matter of finding the room.
Yeah, it's just a question on if they would charge us for that use here in this room. Like, I know in WILE you get charged.
When we call Gemma in Geneva and we use the trunk line, there's no charges. But if we were to make a long-distance call, we'd have to pay for someone. As far as this stuff is set up here, I don't know, but I can find out.
So that may be something that we want to think about. Sorry?
Maybe we should have a discussion offline with you, too, because the PA budget comes out of our administrative budget, and we're in the process of putting our request in for next year.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's going to be any requests to change the figure for
bingo.
PA.
That's my
right.
Point.
Yeah.
Milestone
yeah. That's why. Right. That's why we wanted to make sure we got to this today and talked about it.
I think our deadline. I'm going to say the end of this month. That's a conversation.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's one of the bigger questions. And I think to be perfectly fair, the way the cost that keeps going up for the president's address to staff, I think we need to allocate more to that because it just seems like that's constantly a shortfall.
What doesn't David pay for that in his office?
It's sponsored by the EA.
It's sponsored by the EA.
Should we have to sponsor the president speaking to his employees?
Well, the real cost is the food. So, I mean, I think we're trying to be good stewards in providing a lunch so that more people will likely come during their lunch hour. If we didn't provide lunch, I mean, we could, you know.
I think my question is, I mean, since it is one Cornell, it's really this bucket or that bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Is the message stronger sent that is sponsored by the Office of the President, you know, in collaboration with the Employee Assembly? You know, does it mean more for him to make that statement both in person and financially, or does it say we've got to put this on and the president comes and things like that? I mean, is there more of an impact that can be made some way?
I think it's good PR for us.
Just say it's good branding.
To sponsor it, and I like how we stand that out there when we give our programs. And
right.
People know, mm-hmm. I mean, that we're providing them with a lot of change. I don't know, it's just good PR for us.
Mm-hmm.
You shift that off, it doesn't seem to be. It's the kudos and the joy of Peter, that's what we want to take them.
Oh, I'm not saying get rid of our involvement in that. I'm saying get rid of our financial responsibility to that. And personally, I think that should come from the Office of the President, and that should be an initiative that they work in conjunction with us. We're happy to staff and promote and stand out there and do those things, but you know, why wouldn't he want to have, why would he want to pay for that?
I don't think we needed Mary to this year. I think we allocated more to it this year, if I remember.
And also, we didn't have to pay for the closed caption.
Right, we didn't have to pay for the video piece, which has been a cost in the past.
Well, because the food, remember we were getting sandwiches at Subway and she wanted us to get them
right.
Torn up later and she said, I'll pay the difference.
Right, and she did that year. And essentially, we decided that we would, that it was silly to ask her to give us money to pay for that and then turn around and not spend all of our budget.
Right.
So we aren't asking her to give us that money unless we truly don't have that money available. Right.
Also, if EA sponsors it, then the EA money, we would be able to sort of guide how the event happens and put out our surveys about things, going to the president's office and say, oh, you might if we do this. Not that they would mind, but we don't have to take that extra step to confirm it or, you know, I don't know. We don't give him necessarily a topic to speak to.
We do. We
so
tell him. In my opinion, would be that we keep owning it the way that we've been owning it, but maybe we look to, you know, if we're saying that we may want to reallocate some of our money or ask for an increase. I mean, right now, just in looking across that one, we were 120. $700, $800 short on all these areas between the couple different categories here. Office supplies, we had a $120 expense that was not budgeted for. If I'm reading right, Amy.
Yeah, I think that was kudos. Give me
that
kudos.
Okay. Oh, no, because that's just listed under President's address. That's why.
Suppliers.
Well, then down, because down here too, we've got copy print publication $206.50.
I don't know.
So, yeah, program. Yeah, there is a program which would usually fall under that. Sorry, oh, maybe the surveys too. So, you know, just a thought that right there, that's, you know, several hundred dollars that we were off.
And we also were able to keep the cost down a little, but that was only by going back and kind of begging.
Right.
So we really have to look at that. We really had to.
Thank you.
What if we did a larger lunch in Barton and you did like a larger address?
We did years ago the energy fair in Barton. I guess my question in Barton would be, what's the setup cost? Setting up chairs and tables and all of that may be pretty
much higher.
Yeah.
And they were huge.
Right. Well, and that was the energy fair, which I think had a whole, was a whole animal on. Yeah.
Thank you, Bill.
I'm just thinking for you to do a nicer lunch rather than a sandwich and a to-go box, would it be worth for people to be able to sign up and feel special and have sort of time to sit down and have all of senior leadership there sort of sitting amongst the staff and hear something a little bit more substantial?
So we could probably find out what it costs to do the Administrative Professionals Day, which is a sit-down lunch that they do in Bartels. And
it costs a lot of money.
Yep.
More than our whole budget.
Yep. Because we did it for Campus Life, and just for the audio and sound, it was hundreds of dollars just for that.
So I guess my point I'm trying to get at is we shouldn't be afraid to spend the money if there's a good, valid purpose behind it. Because there's a lot of money that's spent to keep a lot of university stakeholders happy on a very regular basis. And I think, in my just personal opinion, employees is one area where we don't make that investment. So I guess I'm sort of pushing and encouraging that, you know,
right.
Why don't we use, I mean, our faculty have a beautiful lounge up on the fifth floor, which is a faculty lounge. Our employee, a whole other story. How do we help to sort of equalize the class system that we have in our constituent groups? I think it's a larger issue that's not going to be solved by a budget, but I want us to really think critically, how can we make our employees feel really special? I mean, I think a lunch is great, but is there something more we can be doing and more ways we can get out there? And yeah, if it's a $15,000 employee event and the $1 billion, whatever the budget is, it's a drop.
Yeah, I can ask what those costs are, and then we could submit to Ari whether we would get that money as a whole other.
Well, coming from university communications,
right.
I think all of this is going to be looked at through the lens of how does this serve a communication function. I think one thing I worry about with the president's address is that the expenses from that address tend to encroach on other initiatives of the EA, be they recognition or forums, and you know, if there isn't more money forthcoming, which is generally the case in university budgeting these days, then the other question to ask might be, you know, is too much being spent on the president's address to staff, and should some aspects of that event be scaled back so that other EA initiatives can be financed?
Well, the only aspect of that event that could be scaled back is the food. I mean, that's the cost of the event. And the way to scale that back would be using a non-university vendor, which I think is going to create more unhappiness than not. I mean, just with the recognition event days, there were a lot of people talking about, you know, why weren't we using university vendors? And I think that hurts a little bit. So I would rather see us continue to provide something that supports the university. I think the president's address to staff is a nice event. I wouldn't want to see us downgrade it unless someone else from higher up is saying that this is a bad thing for us to do, and then I think I would argue it. That's just my opinion, but. Right, and the kudos lunch, and I think that's another big area that will continue to grow. I mean, we've already have more kudos than we had last year, so it's growing and it's continuing to grow, and that is going to be something that we're going to need to
either put more budget to or change it from a lunch to a reception or something like that to fit it within what we have. So that's something I think we'll need to put more money to next year if we want to continue to have it a lunch.
Just a thought. We could also maybe sponsor employees who take some of the courses or development companies that cost money.
That's a very good thought. Back to the president's address, I kind of feel like maybe a middle road might be good. If we could do something to bump it up just a little bit more, so it's a little bit more of a, I mean, a sandwich without even chips seems a little lame. I know it's a lot of money, mm-hmm. but at the same time, I would really like to see the kudos continue on. Mm-hmm. At the same level, if not, you know, maybe a nice reception as well, because I think that's a really super nice program, and mm-hmm. It could include a lot more people, and maybe it'll keep growing. That'd be great, and we'd have to look at it again. But I'd like to see the increase the budget there.
Right.
But in the meanwhile, just to keep it on the same level as it mm-hmm. is, but at the same time, maybe allocate a little bit more money towards the president's address and bump that up a little bit. I mean, people don't seem to complain about it, but I almost feel a little embarrassed sometimes. Here's your crappy mm-hmm. turkey sandwich. Sorry. They don't even get cannoli. Come on.
Well, do you think something like a box lunch where there's a
something
sandwich?
Something a little, yeah, just a little bit more presentable. It seems kind of presentable.
So I think what I'm hearing in general, just because we can talk about events and what exactly we do, but in the area of events or staff recognition types of things, we need to increase in that budget.
Mm-hmm. So let's not go crazy with too many events, but the ones we do, let's do a first class job.
That's what I'm
saying. Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. But
what I'm saying, exactly.
Yeah, not to you know, but we need to budget more in that area.
I like Greg's idea. Has senior leadership show up in the recognition, that would be really
huge.
Like the vice
president
of the area, that company
recognition,
that would be really huge. So
if they pass out the lunch?
Well, actually, that is a great idea.
what's that thank you from senior leadership, then thank you, actually.
Like the ice cream social, you know, mm-hmm. even once they got ice cream.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would throw the question on how many of senior leadership other than Mary mm-hmm. was at the recognition event?
At our recognition
event?
At
the red event at Donut Day.
Oh. I don't know. I know, well, wasn't the hotel school
the
dean came?
There.
Okay.
Yeah, he hasn't, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I went to two of them and there was no director.
And I think up at Vet College, I think, I think their dean was out, and their HR director was out, I think.
Our dean actually, our panel bought coffee and down to us.
Yeah, Arts and Sciences dean's office also bought coffee. So, all right, so getting more leadership and stuff involved in, I mean, we can certainly invite them to the kudos lunches. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the piece that's incredibly hard is trying to get on their schedule.
I was going to say, can we maybe schedule that
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I can have mm-hmm. a favorite date on the calendar might help.
Mm-hmm. Other budget thoughts? No? Okay. So I'll look into trying to find out what some of these other things cost.
Mm. I'm sorry, can we go back for just a second? So when is the deadline when the budget needs to be submitted?
This is my first year being directly asked to submit numbers.
Okay.
So, it's a little new to me. I'd actually be able to answer that better after tomorrow.
Okay.
But I'm assuming, I think it's the end of this month.
So you'll go back to the executive board on some deadline for us?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, let's just go to like 12,500. Just go on 12,000. Mm-hmm. Just summarize it.
Yeah, it can't hurt to ask for a lot.
About 14,000. We really need that.
So the most they can do is just like that.
We're giving Ari a heart attack over there. It's like sweat starting to come down. Well, I think the important thing is behind the ask is having a here's right. So we'll put some of that stuff together and we'll go from there. Okay. We've got one of our new members here. We have two, and we still have a couple of seats to fill. I think one of them is sitting right here, just has to fill out one more piece of paperwork. So we'll be able to look at that and vote on that next time. I forgot that. I didn't realize that was down there.
That's all right. Sorry.
Nope.
And do we want to talk a little bit about?
You are? You have to fill out your stuff.
We have to vote on you.
You have to fill out the candidate form.
Well, wait a minute.
No. There is no election, but you have to fill out the form.
Okay.
Including the paper form that you have to sign, not just the online thing. You have to do those two things, and then our next meeting we can vote on you.
And we're gonna have a talent show.
That's right. Bring your best performance.
Can I
bring
cookies?
Yes, you can bring cookies.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, that's all I got to do.
Good. Yep.
Excellent.
And if you want a new picture, come to
me. Okay. New business. Greg, you've got some UA stuff to share.
We had a nice sort of lively discussion about the need for affordable quality off-campus housing. There was a resolution put forward that basically asked the Office of Government and Community Relations should make it a priority to basically work with the various sort of governmental organizations and sort of local landlord associations to make some improvements. And then there's also a part in there that asked Cornell University off-campus housing should continue the work that they're doing and potentially look to and talk about maybe increasing either resources or access, several things like that. Ultimately, the resolution was not voted on. It was voted to, it was voted to be pushed to committee as opposed to voting. We wanted to keep the resolution alive, but there was sort of a lot of back and forth about do you look at just off-campus housing? Do you look at off-campus and on-campus holistically? There's a large sort of economic piece, which is a very complicated problem, which isn't going to be solved by a resolution. I think the intent of the resolution was just to call awareness to, but there was some also additional discussion that the members sort of the UA, I think wanted to maybe have a little bit more teeth or backbone to the resolution. That really gave it some, action items or some follow-up rather than just sort of making a statement that is expensive to live in Ithaca. And so I'm paraphrasing. That's really what took up a lot of, if not all of, the meeting. And there were some various reports from other assemblies. The student assembly talked about that President Scorton was supportive of the idea of the Community Revolving Fund, which is a fund that folks can sort of borrow against to do green initiatives, see the payback, and then have that payback sort of reinvested into the Green Revolving Fund. There's also some resolutions about crisis management follow-up that's come through. But other than that, I know the Faculty Senate is working on sort of the issues that happened on Hope Plaza. There's a report and some evaluation about sort of the free speech and the rights to assemble, things like that that they're sort of looking into, which most likely will have some resolution in the Faculty Senate, but also might play over to University Assemblies to look at the sort of the code, the campus code, and how that's affected.
Thanks, Fred. Any comments or
Can somebody sum up the whole Plaza issue better than I can? Two different, I guess, student organizations.
The Israeli and Palestinian.
Right.
And there was a code question of whether you needed a
permit.
Some part of the code that could put you with the UUP, university, use of property. So they wanted to harmonize those.
Okay. I forgot to mention, but I will put out there, it's on the agenda, but Alan has very nicely set up our breakfast with board leadership. The date for that is March 27th at the lovely hour of 7:30 a.m.
We do get first.
But this is... for those who will, it's their schedule is crazy, right, Alan? Your schedule is crazy.
Their meeting starts at, there are other meetings going on at the same time.
But this is a really, for those who haven't attended before, this is a really great opportunity for us to sit down at several tables with members of the board and just talk to them about anything pertaining to staff. So there's usually like 6 or 7 board members there. So usually have 1 or 2 board members at each table with a couple of EA members. And it's really a nice opportunity to talk to them. So if you can email me, and I'll send out a reminder email, but if you could email me and let me know if you can attend, I'll be putting together some information for them so that they'll have all of our kind of our bios and what we do here at the university and, just some things that we've been working on.
Just at 7:30?
7:30 a.m. on March 27th.
Yep. And just a reminder that next week on the 28th is the Soup and Hope.
March 28th?
March 28th.
Not February.
Oh, that's not next week.
Next week. That is next week, but ours is March 28th.
Okay, never mind.
So, Susan Murphy's?
No, we're doing the March 28th one. Susan's is, I think, next week.
Or
happened last week. Sorry. So anything else? Because we have a whole 14 minutes left. We'll have to pick a date. I also have to pick a date for the open forum. Yes, for those of you who missed Geneva last time, it was a lot of fun.
Also, Friday, 8 o'clock at Bailey Hall, the Cuban Creole Choir, which you can get discount tickets for all staff. If you go online to order tickets in the coupon code for Cuba, you get 20% off of 2 tickets. And we have tons of tickets left to see February and show up. It's going to be a fun show.
Great.
Do we want to try to spend a few minutes just talking on when we want to go up to Geneva? Does that sound like a good idea? When's a good time to come?
Warm.
We flipped something last year. We changed the schedule. I can't remember if it was the Kudos lunch in Geneva.
We might have. I can't remember.
Anytime in May, June. We've got to be in June.
Yeah, last time.
Because the new members came. Right?
That's right. It was in June. That's right. It was our second meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It was our second meeting.
It was
nice.
Do you want to keep it the same?
I think so. We want to try and do that. Just because it's our last meeting of the before we go on break, and it seems to be a nice.
So the 19th would be then.
Okay.
And then when would be a good time for the kudos? If I'm running wrong. I'm kind of pushy.
Well, there we have to find, I think before we even try that, Amy, can you see when the Statler might be available for a lunch?
Sure.
Greg?
Good
day. Room for like 60 people.
That doesn't have to be during a Wednesday.
Is that June 19th, you said, for
June
Geneva?
19th, yeah, Wednesday, June
19th. May. Mm-hmm.
We didn't use an EA meeting.
No, I don't think we did.
Separate.
I didn't think we used a separate time.
are there any other resolutions or things that we want to do? Any action we want to add?
I would like us to do, once we finish the forms and have updated the final reports, I would love for us to do resolutions in support of the initiatives that have been put forward.
Yes. And thanking the committee.
Yes, and thanking the committee. Yes, a resolution of thanks for all the committees, which we could model right off of your one that you did. And Linda and I have also talked about a resolution of thanks to Mary as well. So she and I are going to work on that when we have a few minutes.
We
did. We did, and they have that. And Karen is very appreciative, and she was sharing it with the committee.
And we'll ask who George Peter then sometime. Stay tuned.
Soon. But other resolution thoughts?
She made a push to try and find three more members.
Well, we may. Well, we've got one, two, three, right? So we have one open slot.
So someone who man.
He was contacted, and he's actually not going to be at the university anymore.
So the one thing I want to we'll talk more about next month with the resolution is really doing some homework with Tanya and Greg. The three of us really, the CARE Fund is the one thing that I want to take on while I'm on the committee to really look at endowing it. I know that the administration a couple of years ago or last year was given like $30,000, and the options are a lot of hard work. They yielded less funds this year. So one thing is really working with the university and everybody to have an endowment created so that we can, in perpetuity, have it funded. And you're working with, I think, Linda on what I want to see is how many requests come in a year, what would be the aggregate funding, how many are we turning away. So really do some hard data behind that and then take it serious. So that it's such a wonderful fund that many people have benefited from. I think something we should actually endow. And make them with that. Just went through a lot of homework before I bring it to this group as a whole, but on the side, any suggestions? I just think it needs to be, it would be a nice initiative to see that. So,
I can tell you as a member of the committee that we've never had a situation where there was one that we wanted to fund that we did not fund. Ones we don't fund because they don't qualify. So, and I think pretty much your whole self.
And the range, as you know, varies from 200 to 1500.
Right. Yeah.
And there's probably some of those that could use maybe a couple of, depends on what they're asking for.
We did a large number of
them. Could invite Beth McKinney to come and make a little presentation since the fund did it originate with the EA.
Exactly. So we'll just get some data and stuff further and figure out what's the good benchmark, for every 5%, for every $100,000 you yield 5% and down, so what's our target goal? If we, let's say we're getting $300,000 into a lump sum, you're going to be drawing every year the committee $15,000 a year forever. So, any donations on that can just keep increasing the balance.
That's great.
Anything else? Last comments now?
I move that we adjourn.
Thank you.
Second. Thank you.
And I also move that Amy needs to be back earlier than.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.